Apple Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Isaac Wolf, and joining me today is the speedster himself, Brandon Alvarado. How's it going, buddy?
What is up, man? What is up, up, up?
Well, I figured that this was a no-brainer for us to pick, considering, well, even though, I don't know, have you played League of Legends?
No, I've never been a MOBA guy. I mean, I know MOBA is one of the more popular multiplayer games out there. Like, I have friends that play Smite. I played Vainglory for a while, but I've never played Dota or I've never played League of Legends.
Yeah. The closest thing I was trying a bit on Pokemon Legends. I think I tried League of Legends one night with a friend at a friend's house, but it never stuck with me. But anyway, either way, what I'm trying to say with this is going to be a review for people that went in blind, so to speak, knowing nothing of the lore. But considering Castlevania ended up being such a good series, and it got such a phenomenal critical acclaim and viewer acclaim across the board, we figured, why not check it out ourselves? And boy, do we have some thoughts of it, don't we?
Yeah. Yes, we do. And the name of the show is Arcane, League of Legends. So what a roller coaster of a show. I mean, I did not expect this show to be as, I gotta say it, as amazing, breathtaking as it is. I mean, there's so much amazing stuff. I have no issues with this show. Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? It's not that long. It's 9 episodes. I don't know if this is 9 episodes for season 1 or if we've seen what this series is going to be. Like, there's not going to be any.
There is a second season. It's a second season. It's greenlighted.
Nice. Much deserved. But yeah, Arcane, League of Legends, it's unlike anything I've ever seen in terms of it achieves so much. And I don't know, man. I think we're going to try and keep this as spoiler-free as we can, I think. I think the people that mostly enjoyed this were people that played the game, but this show feel like its own thing. It feels like it doesn't depend on any knowledge from the viewer. It really just takes you into the world and takes you on a ride. And the characters are so rich and deep. Like, they're so great. There's so much good stuff. And the voice acting is phenomenal. And like, I don't know, man. I'm over the moon with the show. Like, and I would even try League of Legends now. But it's similar to, because let's be honest. We know what League of Legends is. It's a MOBA. So it's a multiplayer online game. And it's mostly like, it's not like a role-playing game where you play the story. All you play are these battles with teammates and against other players, right? It's similar to Fortnite in that sense, where the lore exists outside of the game. Does that make sense? Like, the lore is not built into the gameplay. The lore exists outside the game. And most of the time, the people that know about the lore of this are people that actually take the time to either write fan fiction, or they take the time to read books, or they like to carve up anything that's available from the developers that they can read and enjoy. But the fact that we got such a cohesive, powerful, and emotional story that expands multiple characters within this world, because if I'm not mistaken, all, if not most, of the main characters in the show are playable characters in the game. So they all, like...
Yeah, Yeah,
from
my understanding, they are.
And the fact that they all feel like real people, like real characters that have a story, that have needs, that have wants. Like, I think what most impressed me over this is that I didn't need to know what League of Legends was to fall in love with this show. And I think that's the show's strongest point. And it tells you how good it is. Like, anybody can watch this show and be like, shit, this is awesome. I would even say this is top tier Castlevania level video game adaptation. And you know that to me, that's a high bar.
Yeah, that's certainly a high bar. And I don't know about you, but the closest thing that you can compare this animation to is Into the Spider-Verse, or even if that, considering how, what's the word for it? Distinct it was?
Yes, because it's not the same. In terms of the, instead of how stylish it is, you mean? Yeah, the animation is breathtaking. Like, and it's funny because it's one of those shows that you kind of got to get used to the animation, because you have never seen anything like it, because it's a mixture of painting, digital artistry, but then it has like this, for all the environmental stuff, it has like these playful quips that feel otherworldly, but they fit in with the world. Like whenever you see like a scrub of dust come out of a nail, whenever you see the river flowing, it has like this slow-mo effect. Like it's supposed to feel like it's standing still, but it is flowing at the same time. Does that make sense? Like yeah. It plays with your eyes.
Guess how long it took for them to make the series.
How long?
Yes.
I don't know. How long?
6 years.
I'm not surprised. Because the level of care...
Although they have said that 2023 is when the second season is arriving. I mean, they have the baseline of the animation done already.
Yeah, they have. Well, you got to think about it. The 6 years is not just... It's not just the animation. You got to think also of the time that it took to break the story and develop the characters. Because that's the one thing, like, this is not a world in development. This is a world that already exists. Like you jump into this place, and this is already a living, breathing world. And it doesn't feel like they're trying to figure out, you know what I mean? Like, you know how sometimes you watch a show, and it looks like everything you've seen before, because the characters are not interesting or the colors are bland. No, like even the color palettes of the show, the differences between Piltover and the differences between the underground and the further underground, like all the colors are very distinct. I mean, you can tell that it took 6 years and they didn't waste any time. Like they took their time and they set out to do the most amazing version of Arcane, I think. And I think it was they achieved it. Like there's I can understand why people are going crazy about the show now. And I love the fact that I was able to enjoy it. And like I said, I think the biggest point is that they made it out to make this their own thing. Like you don't have to know League of Legends to love this show. But if you love League of Legends, your mind's probably gonna be blown. Like, I think the only reason why League of Legends fans would be upset with this show, in my mind, is if they didn't see their favorite character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe they're leaving
characters left out for other seasons. But considering this is a prequel.
And yeah.
Like, this is supposed to be a prequel.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a prequel to the events of the game. Or when the game takes place, right?
Yeah. So maybe they are showing the other favorite
character
then.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Go on, sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
I was just thinking, it's also just going back to our Cowboy Bebop episode. No spoilers about that episode we did, but it goes to show about how you should approach, in my book at least, an adaptation to some extent, judging by the reception and all that jazz. And also going through the the reception of Castlevania also.
Yeah.
I mean, there, outside of it being animated, it clearly has some stark contrast to one another. Yeah. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because they decided not to literally adapt a story, but they adapted the essence of what the story is. You know what I mean? And I've always been a big, I don't know if I explain myself whenever I talk about this, but a lot of times when I do comparisons and analysis on characters or adaptations, I always talk about not losing the essence of a character whenever you're doing an adaptation or a version of them, right? Like, that's one of those things that I hated about Joss Whedon's Justice League. Because whenever I saw Ezra Miller playing his version of Barry Allen, the way he talked, the way he acted, it wasn't Barry. You know what I mean? None of it expressed the qualities that distinct Barry Allen from the comics. And Barry Allen has been written about. Like, there's 30 plus years of comic books showing you who Barry Allen is, and I didn't see a glimpse of him on screen. I saw more of Barry in Zack Snyder's Justice League than I did in Joss Whedon. And it's similar footage, but it's directed differently, right? So it's like,
yeah,
that's the kind of thing. As long as you don't lose the essence of the characters, which is why we were very mixed and hurt when we talked about Cowboy Bebop, because they got the essence of the characters right, but then again, they failed in the execution of the story.
No spoilers for that episode, bud.
No. I'm not spoiling anything. But here, you can tell that everything was there. They knew who their characters were. They knew what made these characters strong and how emotional the stories need to be. And they just focus on telling a story. Like, storytelling, you can tell, is their main goal. And I like how, as the story develops, characters that appear to be in the sidelines have greater roles as the story goes on. I mean, the show's great. The show's just so great. And you know about the animation, the one thing that I was thinking about on and on, I know where your idea of Into the Spider-Verse comes from. It's similar to like when you play Persona 5, like, it's one of the most stylized games you'll ever watch, right? Like, whenever we play Persona 5, there was nothing else like it. And I think there still isn't. As with so much personality and coolness, right? But the one thing that stood out to me in Arcane, which I wouldn't be surprised if the style was a direct inspiration, because that's how it felt. Every time I saw Arcane, I felt that I was looking at Magic the Gathering cards.
Isn't Netflix doing a Magic the Gathering series also?
They are, but I don't think Riot has anything to do with it. I don't know who the studio is.
It was just a side quest. Wizard of the Coast. But I was just thinking of it when you mentioned Magic cards.
Yeah, because when I could, every time that you would see a character standing, or you see a glimpse of the city, it reminded me of the artistry of Magic the Gathering cards. Like, every card is a painting, you know what I mean? And it stands out, and it like sucks you in, and that's how I felt watching this. And not to say that, and this is coming from someone that has never seen anything League of Legends related. So I don't know if all the character drawings and sprites already look like this, which I wouldn't be surprised if they do. But then again, with how long and how old Magic the Gathering is, I wouldn't be surprised if it was an inspiration, because similar to Magic the Gathering, I think, let me see. I'm going to check something real quick. Yeah, Riot Games is an American developer, so Magic the Gathering is based on the United States too, by West of the Coast, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's some inspiration there. Because, of course, because you think about it, MOBA games are pretty much the equivalent of Magic the Gathering to a degree. They kind of have the same...
Yeah.
They kind of have the same, gameplay mechanics to a degree. You know, you're constantly upgrading characters, able to summon new skills. You do it on the spot as you acquire power or mana. And, you know, you have that ability. But yeah, man, like all the relationships. I mean, this show's great. Now, of course, I think you remember when Mike Thomas, one of our co-hosts, he was talking about how Hayley Steinfeld is dominating December and November.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong. I didn't know she was playing Vi, but what an awesome, awesome interpretation.
I mean, she is, every cast member is great in this role, but yeah, Hayley Steinfeld is rocking this month of November.
Yeah.
So,
man, this whole cast is phenomenal. It's just so awesome. You even have Spider-Man. Spider-Man's in the show.
Are you talking about Yuri Lowenthal?
Yeah. He plays Milo.
He has a couple of roles in this game, actually. A game. Ugh. Yeah, brain freeze in this show, actually. So.
Yeah, such awesome. Which, this show is
great. But, I mean, one thing I think this show is working. We talked about it. We talked about it before. It is just a prime example of how characters carry a show, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Or a story or movie. I mean, this story would have been excellent, would have been great otherwise in my book, but similar to how Fena Pirate Princess, what makes this so special is the characters, similar to Fena Pirate Princess, that we also did an episode on with Yukimaru himself. Hint, you can go and watch it out. But it also makes me go back in also another, I don't know if you sort of like, I don't know if you know that, but Netflix was a part of, had a deal with Nintendo to make a claymation version of Star Fox in a live action Legend of Zelda, and honestly, I would love to see them make amends with Netflix and trying something again, but having them do animated, because let's face it, to some extent, while their Marvel shows are great, don't get me wrong, the ones that are always knocked out of the park, they're pretty much flawless on, are their animated shows right now. Animation is where they truly shine. I mean, Son of Zeus, Castlevania, now this, and seeing them doing something with Zelda, Zelda Star Fox, or heck, Fire Emblem, so to speak, it could be very interesting to see them to make something with Nintendo. If you get what I mean.
It would be very interesting. It would be. I don't disagree with you. I mean, Netflix has become this hub of phenomenal animation of all types, right? Like Netflix understands that animation is now, it's a legitimate storytelling venue. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't have so much anime. They would have made it a point to be one of the biggest distributors to now have JoJo season 5, which in my understanding, if JoJo season 5 is on Netflix, it means it's not on anything else. And that's a big thing. You know what I mean? So that's pretty
much Funimation has a big competition, finally.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it has to do with the fact that I think, who was it? Well, no, that was Sony that bought it. But Sony bought Crunchyroll. But yeah, I agree with you.
And I want to see Sony bought Crunchyroll, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. I do want to see Netflix keep doing stuff like this. I mean, Netflix was the one that brought He-Man back. Not that I've seen it, but a lot of fans, now that the series has ended, a lot of fans have enjoyed He-Man, which was brought back by Kevin Smith, Masters of the Universe. But they're bringing a lot of stuff back and putting a lot of stuff out there that's great. And they're signing off on projects that have been phenomenal. And Arcane is just, it's just one of the best things I've seen in a long time. And I like the fact that it's IP that I had no relationship with. And that's what I love. I think that's what I love the most. It's not something that I've seen before. It's not something that I knew. It's something that I was able to discover as I watched it. And I just want to watch more. And the way it ended, no spoilers, the way it ended was just so... perfect.
What about what we are taking a spoiler section? Because you clearly want to talk about it.
Not really. I mean, I don't have to spoil it.
okay. But
yeah, I mean, we could do a spoiler section, yeah. I mean, I don't think I have anything else to say.
I don't need one either, but knowing you, I felt that you might want one.
No, I mean, what we can do is if people like... I'm gonna leave it to you guys out there. If you guys want us to do a spoiler review of Arcane League of Legends, let us know on the comments, and we can probably do something. Because personally, I'm not gonna lie, I would like to play some League of Legends before I do a spoiler review, because I want to try and get in the world now, and become a bit more involved. You know what I mean? Because I think that would be very interesting to see how that brings up the conversation. Now that influences the conversation. I haven't played the game. But I'm not going to lie to you. Now I don't know what studio is working on Magic the Gathering, but I think that Arcane has set a standard now. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like, Castlevania has set up a standard. Had set up a stand before, but I think Arcane now is taking that torch, because I gotta say that this is like the best video game adaptation I have ever seen. Like, no movie comes even close.
Oh, that's a high bar.
Yeah, no movie has come even close, and Castlevania, I think, is just if. Castlevania was a throne, right? With Arcane, now video game adaptations have a round table, but they only have two seats, Castlevania and Arcane, because it is just that good. Guys, if you've never seen...
Castlevania is good also.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I think we're going in circles because it's so good. But... I'll make this simple for everybody. Guys, if you don't know what League of Legends is, But you want to watch some emotional and phenomenal storytelling on a, I could say, cyberpunk world, as is the world of Arcane League of Legends. You got to watch this show. It's one of the best shows on TV right now. It is a very dense show. Like, every episode is 45 to 50 minutes. And it's 9 episodes, so you can watch it in a day or you can watch it in 2 days. But it is one of the best shows you'll ever see. And yes, it's not necessarily anime, but it's gorgeous animation. Made in the US. And it does deserve your support because it is that awesome. Who knows? Maybe like me, you'll start playing League of Legends. But it's a great show and you should check it out.
Yeah. But buddy, where can you where can everyone find you?
Well, you can find me at ScarletFan52 on Twitter and at the ScarletFan52 on Instagram. And you can find the pod at Amateur Otaku Pod on Twitter. And you can, and if you love what we're doing on the Amateur Otaku Podcast, make sure you check out our YouTube channel, subscribe, and click on the like button, and click on the bell for notifications so you don't miss any episodes. And if you want to hear us in podcast format, make sure you check us out on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are found. You'll find the Amateur Otaku Podcast. I know this was a short one, but we're just head over heels about Arcane. Everything of it is beautiful, and we can't wait to see more.
Yeah. And, well, you can find me over at in Emblemaniac on Twitter, and you can find my work over at Wubim Entertainment, and you can find our co-host at the Leah has a different handle now since that. Leah_Rydell over who has an awesome YouTube channel known as Geeky Goods, and you can find our other co-host Michael Thummans over at Novi Semifile, where he also writes for Wubim Entertainment and Collider of his own YouTube channel and channel and site called No Cinephile. And next, we are continuously covering My Hero and My Hero Vigilantes. And yes, we might start with Demon Slayer Season 2, aren't we?
Yes, yes, and yes, we haven't forgotten JoJo. Season 3, part 3 of JoJo, Stardust Crusaders. It's coming soon, we promise. I promise.
I have already watched it through, so it's not my... we're just waiting for him.
See, that's kind of mean, though true. Oh, before we wrap up, I think it's safe to say, which one was your favorite character?
Why?
Just curious.
You?
You want me to start?
Yeah, I said, why?
Oh, Vi. Oh, I'm sorry. Vi, like the main character, Vi?
Yeah.
It sounded like you said it with a why, so I thought you were asking why I was asking.
No. Okay. Sorry for that misunderstanding.
No, you're good. So Vi is one of my favorite characters. It is. But I love Caitlyn. I like that character. I like, because to me, Caitlyn was the biggest surprise. She was such a small character in the first 3 episodes and then got such a bigger role. And I like detectives. And I like how at least the role that she was given up to the point that, you know, her role, like in the middle chunk of the show, I liked her role and liked it a lot. I mean, all the
characters. So what you're saying is that we need to cover Moriarty the Patriot as well, considering her detective guy.
Yes, 100%. I think this is it, man. Have it awesome, guys.
Yeah. Have it awesome, guys. Peace.